This course, I think, will have particular relevance to me at the moment because in BC, we are going through a curriculum change at the moment. In this last year, we implemented change from kindergarten to grade 9, and grade 10 will be next year, 11, and then 12. And it is quite an overhaul for some subject areas, and the adjustment has been a little bit rocky. I think this course, though, will take me from having a novice understanding to hopefully at least a proficient one, an understanding of the planning, instruction, and assessment through curricular frameworks. I definitely do not understand where the need for our current change in BC came from and or how it was implemented, and I have a cynical view of where the change comes from in general. It feels as though those who have been working on the curriculum are dictating from an ivory tower, even though we know these are all teachers working on it, so their experience within the classroom is of course valid and gives them the credibility in order to make these changes. I'm not the only one, and I think especially for teachers who haven't seen any radical change before, they need to have the history of conceptions, their evolution of them, and the context within where curriculum was changed in order to understand our current position and then our future endeavors within this change. The history and the online collaborative effort between myself and peers within the course, I believe, will help me navigate through and embrace the change and even the unknown. The unknown for us, because I believe it is for obviously future and betterment of our students and our society, is the part that everyone is struggling with. We don't know where we are moving towards, especially since the assessment has radically changed from standardized provincial exams to having an exit exam. And so not only are we curious as to where this change came from as to have a standard in order to get into higher education, but also to know where that need for a standard in order to exit secondary school with a certain amount of knowledge and application, where that stems from as well. And also from this numeracy and literacy exam upon graduating secondary school, how is that going to be used, or is it going to be used in the determination of whether post-secondary is a viable option for our students? Or will we be going in the way of the states with SATs and those sort of standardized testing, again, just in a different form? So there are a few questions that for all of us that are surrounding this new change, and I am hoping that this course will sort of enlighten me or at least broaden my perspectives on where the change comes from and where I fit into that change as well. And I look forward to being able to apply and connect the ideas in my own practice, and hopefully I'm able, through collaboration, through discussion, not only with my online peers, but with my peers within the school, and how we can actually work together in order to create a cohesive idea as to what direction at least our school is going, and hopefully that we are coinciding with the change as well as with our own belief system as well.